perspective. So the first one is the Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Licensing Policy, which is paper B. I invite Mr. Winchcombe to give us a quick overview, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you.
Should have checked that earlier. Good afternoon, members. Just to give you a quick overview of the paper for the Hackney Carriage policy. As you remember, the policy was produced and approved earlier this year, back in March. However, during the summer months, there's been some high-profile cases up and down the country where taxi drivers or taxi companies have been involved with safeguarding issues with young children and sexual exploitation and exploitation of individuals. We've been urged by our safeguarding team to look at this, and it is a national sort of persuasion that local authorities now include some form of safeguarding training for taxi drivers, either new or existing, as a part of the fit and proper test that we need to undertake before we issue a licence. I've had a number of discussions with Paul Barnard and Calvin Wright from the safeguarding team, and we feel it is appropriate that we put something together in the policy to make sure taxi drivers, not only to protect themselves, but to protect the public as well, regarding safeguarding issues. The training will be done online by the drivers, if it's accepted and included within the policy. New ones will need to do it prior to the licence being issued, and existing ones we'd like them to complete it within 6 months after it comes into place. We think the training would take no longer an hour and a half to 2 hours. It will be in their own time, so there is no cost to the local authority other than creating the training package in the first instance. So the officer's recommendation is today is for the committee to consider it and approve its recommendation to the full council, which is in January. So I apologise to the executive in January. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Winchcombe. I just want to say congratulations on lots of detail here in the report, and I particularly liked seeing the consultation responses from the taxi drivers themselves and the correspondence back. Well, that was quite good insight into see how they're thinking, and also the individual responses. Members, did you have any queries or questions for the officers? Councillor Richards and Councillor Barry.
The only one question, Chairman. The training that's set up online, will it be the kind of training you can do for 10 minutes and then go away and come back in the next day, or will they have to do the whole hour and a half at one go, approximately?
That's a very good question, Councillor Richards, and I don't have the answer. I can check that out and find out. What would your preference be, perhaps? Well, I'm asking.
I suspect that it would be just a source of grievance that a job came in. So, for sake of argument, they settled down one evening and a job came in. Would they have to leave it and go back and start again? That's the only point.
I raise that with the people who are putting that together, and I'm sure that there'd be something that we can sort of enable them to save it and go back to. Our view is that it will be a multi question answer type scenario. Read a bit about a statement and answer the questions, and they'll have to get a percentage before they pass, and they can retake if they don't meet it. But I take on what you're bored with you say, and we'll speak to the people who are developing it.
Thank you. Councillor Barry.
It's just the way the recommendations word that says to consider and recommend to the executive. Well, we should be recommending that the executive adopt the revised Hackney Carriage and Private Hire. I don't understand why it says consider it. We should have considered it before we recommend it to the executive, shouldn't we?
So you're suggesting we take out the word consider and just say to recommend?
Well, I don't know what other members think, because if you go to the next recommendation, it's exactly the same thing we're doing, only just to the full council. And it says, we've got the receipt. says to approve the draft of a statement of policy and recommend adoption by the full council. But surely that's what we're doing to the executive with these revised private air.
No, thank you, Councillor. I'll just ask Mr. Thorne his thoughts on that.
I'm not sure there are any legal issues. If Councillor Barry wishes to recommend an amendment to follow the similar wording to the second paper, that's quite acceptable. But this licensing, well, it is from recommendation, but no, you can put forward a separate motion. But the main point is the licensing committee agreed the draft policy and recommended its approval to full council.
Councillor Bacon.
Thank you. Obviously, I'm very pleased this is going to be coming forward to the executive. I just wondered, it's an opportunity to ask, what generally, in terms of, this is part of determining someone is fit and proper, what generally is the approach to convictions that are revealed in the DBS checks, or indeed discovered other than to DBS checks? How do they affect the process and the potential for a licence to be granted?
Which runs? We do have a convictions policy for Hackney Carriage and a policy which runs alongside this, and within that documentation it lists out the different offences and when they become spent under the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act, or in some circumstances the council has deemed it necessary to extend those periods to make sure that some offences are taken into account. For instance, an example off the top of my head, I don't have a document in front of me, we won't issue a Hackney driver's licence to a person who's been committed a drink driving offence for 12 months after conviction.
Oh, no, that's
12 months after receiving their licence plan.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Councillor Bloomfield.
If you turn to page B11, I'll read it out, it says the body of all vehicles must be silver in colour. If you turn to the next page, under 324, it says the vehicle is not silver. Could you just clear that up for me?
The one on page B11 refers to Hackney Carriage vehicles.
Right.
And the one on B13.
Right.
Is it 13, did you say? Sorry.
324.
324 refers to private hire vehicles.
Right.
Can I ask why
we
have to be silver?
The idea was to be silver, was to make sure that there's a common colour for Hackney Carriage drive vehicles on the island. If you go around the country, quite often the case is that Hackney Carriages are a similar colour in all councils. With regards to private hire, they're not roadside vehicles or vehicles that sit on the rank. They can be any colour because they're private hire. You call them to you to wherever you need to be. Trying to give them some form of uniform or unity on the Isle of Wight in relation to silver. Why silver was decided? That was decided many, many years ago before I was probably born. I don't know. That's the way it is, and all of our Hackneys now are silver. Don't know, really answers the question, Councillor Hollis, but right, it's giving some form of unity and uniform to Hackneys.
It just seems to me to be a sort of unnecessary burden on someone who wishes to have a Hackney carriage. May have a perfectly acceptable vehicle that's a different colour. Why do they have to have silver?
Mr. Thorne, help you out, Councillor Hollis.
Only because I've been around long enough to remember when members debated this issue previously. The original proposal was that the requirement to have a silver cab, as Mr. Winterman has pointed out, was going to be universally required as of the moment that policy was adopted, probably 7-8 years ago. Due to some concerns amongst the Hackney carriage trade, that wasn't applied retrospectively, and there was given an exemption for existing cabs until their renewal. But essentially, it was a policy decision made by members. It was led by officers, but put before licensing committee. However, that's not before you today, because if you wanted to change that, you'd probably need to go out for some more consultation. but you could indicate to officers that, that through the chair, well, that's something you wish to have explored.
Thank you very much. I'll come back to your query in the second, Councillor Barry. Are there any other questions from members? So, Councillor Barrow, regarding the recommendation, if we remove the word to consider, oh, we've actually done, Mr. Thorns has written a new recommendation out. Would you like me to read it? To approve the draft revised Hackney Carriage and Private Hire licensing policy and recommend its adoption by full council with an effective date on the 1st of April 2016.
So that should be executive, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And then full council, just executive. Executive, yeah. Well spotted. Thank you, yeah. Councillor Bacon. We'll circumvent the constitution do we here. So, there aren't any more questions or queries or comments from the committee. May, with that recommendation that I've just read out, all those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you.